with stuff tonight because, like we predicted here on this show, folks, is you're seeing a lot more information about UFOs, unidentified flying objects, craft that defy the laws of physics as we know it, right? And it seemed like they were moving, or that we are moving towards some kind of major reveal, an announcement, something that has to do with that. When it happens, it's going to turn everything upside down, upside down, because it's going to rework a lot of things that people have, kind of like gullibly have consumed, in their lives, especially things that have been, when it comes to like organized religion and the stories involved and things that have been passed down through generations and what you are supposed to do with this blind faith, follow along, don't ask any questions, stay stupid type of thing. In our modern world, that only works for some people. Many people, especially if they have access to the internet in other countries, those younger people especially are reaching out to technology. Now, it's not that we can't describe all of these things that have happened in the Bible, the Quran, the Torah, whatever. All these stories that surround them, right? Through all these different cultures that tell the same, similar, well, the similar stories of these gods that came from the sky, fire chariots, they came down, they taught people how to do stuff. They had a lot of sex, they created other whatever. They went, they got jiggy with it. God's gone wild, And for whatever the reason, I have my own suspicions. And I think it's beyond suspicion. I think it's something that's programmed deep within us. I think the truth is inside of us. And there are barriers to that truth. There are barriers that people don't want to understand. There are people out there that don't even believe in COVID-19. They don't even believe in it. So barriers that you need to conquer if you're going to make people understand anything about truth, right? So anyway, I like real stories on things, and I don't, doesn't matter what it is. People know I'm a paranormal investigator. I have been one for years, and it goes, beyond ghost hunting and things like that. I tend to I love the unknown, and I love evidence. You put those things together. So I like to research things and experience those things. So I have questions. Just, and it's my own personal journey. I'm not trying to prove anything to anybody. This is something I do for myself, my own personal journey. And you need your own personal spiritual journey, especially if you're lost, like I am. I think I'm perpetually lost. To tell you the truth, I think I was born to be lost. I'm more have that nomad mentality, and I like to see and travel and do and experience different places, whatever. But it's also good to have, and very important to have a home base, right? Anyway, I think that as I read these news stories that come across nearly daily now about these sightings, and sightings becoming more, more frequent, captured better on the major news channels now. Even Fox carried a news story. Man, these are the same people. Bret Baier, when someone mentioned a UFO to him, he made the dumb face, like someone said the word pussy in class when they're seven in seventh grade or something. Vagina. Like that. He doesn't see, and that's who the news is. People who are closed-minded, not to the news that they make up as they go along, to the other stuff. So, all right, ex-Senator Harry Reid. You know Harry Reid. Harry Reid was a big stick in the mud, Democratic Party for a long time. You know, his son has a questionable solar business, putting solar farms in through all Nevada, the whole region that Harry Reid kind of, you know, governed over basically in his time in the Senate. But not bringing politics into anything, even though they made hundreds of millions of bucks from government contracts and all that, you know what I mean? And yeah, I do think that if these senators and ex-presidents or whatever cash in on their time in office, they owe us, man. You give us 10%, something, 15%, you know? Anyway, so Harry Reid, UFO fragments are likely in Lockheed Martin's possession, says ex-Senator Harry Reid. Now, let's lawyer ball the question. UFO fragments, so unidentified flying object fragments, are likely, not alien, unidentified flying object fragments, are likely. Now, the word likely is a bullcrap word. It's like may or could. It's when you read a news headline and it's got one of these words in it, it kind of nullifies the entire headline, doesn't it? So UFO fragments are likely in Lockheed Martin's possession, says ex-Senator Harry Reid. So former Nevada Senator Harry Reid, once a major leader in the Democratic Party before his retirement, has claimed that defense contractor Lockheed Martin may have had fragments of a crashed UFO in his possession. So let me ask you this. You don't think that if... All right, so you have like the Roswell incident, right? Joe Montaldo, an expert on Roswell and the whole UFO thing. I can't do it justice, man, but I will talk on the subject because I don't think a UFO crashed in Roswell. I think that one had maybe not crashed, but was handed over in a way a long time before that, and not necessarily to us, you know, because the Nazis were working on this technology well before we were working on this technology, you know, and, you know, Hitler was on this treasure drive around the world, you know, even before all the shenanigans and all the millions of deaths and all the terrible things that happened. From then on, that you know, they're humans, man. Humans follow people like that. You can never forget that. It's inside of human beings to do that. You can never forget that, right? But anyway, and then of course, you know, the war happened and the whole bit and whatever, and Roswell just happens to be near, you know, close to White Sands and other places where these were military testing sites. I mean, they blew up bombs out there. Deservedly so. The middle of nowhere, man. They should still. There's a few places, Albuquerque maybe. Yikes. Faith a nuclear testing site. I think Albuquerque's kind of in there somewhere. Anyway, no offense. I love Albuquerque. I'm sorry. Santa Fe. Love Santa Fe. But if you are going to understand politics and fear and loathing, and they all go ugly enough hand in hand, especially back in those days where they were very tight-lipped on basically anything. Well, sure they were. So, you know, the scientists, the Nazi scientists that came over, the ones that we bought, the ones that we paid for, the ones that defected or was running away. All that technology fell into our laps all during that time, right? So who's to say that some UFO, and I don't believe that a superior alien aircraft or spacecraft, we'll say, forget aircraft, is so flimsy to crash like that into some water tower in New Mexico, you know, you would think that they'd be made a little better. They were made by China. You know what I mean? You think they'd be made a little better. So, especially something that can go through space and get knocked around by rocks and crap or whatever's floating around up there, or you know, go from 80,000 feet down to sea level and underwater and this and that and whatever. Yeah. Crash into a water tower? No. I think that was us experimenting on things, and that's what happened then. There's been other stories about these craft that were somehow recovered. You know, other stories, and you know, there's something also called reverse design. So if you do have something like that, you can basically figure out, as long as you have the right power sources and as long as you understand the technology, but you can basically figure out how things work, you know. And so, yeah, sure. And I'm sure that they shared parts of these with every defense contractor that we have, you know, under strict guidelines. I mean, the big ones, right? Like Lockheed Martin. So it makes perfect sense. So Harry Reid, 81 years old, told the New Yorker that the New Yorker, the good bagel press, I call it, man, the New Yorker, that he had never actually seen proof of the remnants, but was rebuffed in his efforts to get Pentagon's approval to find them. So basically, he doesn't know anything. It's just what he thinks. He's not basing it in any kind of real information that he could sink his teeth in. And when he asked Congress or the Pentagon for information, they told him to piss off. And now he's like, wah. Reid was, he said he did exactly that too. Reid was the longtime senator from Nevada, of course. The home of the military base Area 51, long rumored to house UFOs and possibly even live aliens. Live aliens. All these years, they're kind of just stuck under there. I would just put them in Rikers Island, would you? If you have live aliens, you keep them underground. I'd be so mad. I would tell my alien people, these guys kept me on the ground. They fed me on donuts and coffee. I can't tell you how bad it was. Area 51. There's hippies out there saying, let them free. They've got my ship. All I did was stop and take a piss. Look what happened. You see? See? Watch out for those rest stops, man. You never know. Never. So really, really, you actually think that if you're going to have a secret area, you have like the name Secret Area 51. You get the name for it. You know, it's not Area 52. Or even Area 53. It's Area 51. And I know people make the pilgrimage there. I see it all the time. And, you know, people come on the network and they talk about their experiences, basically going there and getting either getting arrested or getting whatever. I don't know. Whatever your joy is to go and try to get on there. Obviously they're working on different various things. I know people who lived in the area. They were working on the Aurora project, which is an airplane, you know, and they would see that thing. This is like going on years and years and years ago, right? Super technology, stealth technology, all that stuff. They'd see that thing fly over and hear it fly over, you know. So, yeah, there's not much you can keep secret if you can be flying around like that, unless you have some invisibility device, a cloaking something, which they don't. They don't have anything. You see what they've got. You see what we're working on now. Now, we had just the other day successfully destroyed missiles with swarms of drones, you know. So it really is, we're moving beyond the aircraft. You know, why would you need Top Gun pilots and all this dogfight dogma going on up there. All this, you know, these aircraft that are tens or even hundreds of millions of dollars in some capacity, right? All up there floating around. You don't need them. You've got drones. You've got swarms of drones with high-powered weapons on them, whatever you want, and unmanned. You know, nobody dies except the people you want to kill, right? Or the things that you want to destroy. We've got lasers too. We've got all kinds of things like that. So we've moved into other technology that's making this stuff outmoded. But do you really think Harry Reid would ever know anything about anything? I mean, he's a senator from, they don't tell senators anything. Are you kidding me? They don't tell presidents anything. They act like, you know what? They act like they know things, but they really don't. You know, they don't want to be like the one who's kept out of the loop. You know, you're the one at the party, but you don't know what's going on. Oh boy. So do you really think that any kind of advanced alien life would, they probably like laugh in their own kind of way of laughing, because there are people who are really trying to find their way through, not through this stuff, through their lives, through the world, to evolve and to think about evolvement. There's a handful of people out there, you know, that actually care about going forward, right? And they're not stuck in selfishness or any of that, you know? So it's when you think about other life in other places, it forces you to recognize other beings and understand that you're not as unique in a way, but yet you are, especially if you are a different species or part of the same, and you have, you know, you have this long trail, a history that goes well beyond a couple thousand years as described in some books. How about millions and millions of years, you know? And there's information out there that I think that we all can get a hold of and understand, you know, maybe not everybody, because some people are very closed-minded, right? So, but as for Harry Reid, he says, I was told for decades that Lockheed had some, I don't know if he talks like that. How does Harry Reid talk? He kind of talks like he has a stick up his ass, you know. Yeah, I was told for decades Lockheed, that's how someone sounds with a stick up that. Lockheed has some of these retrieved materials. He was told for decades, the Democrat told the media outlet. And I tried to get, as I recall, a classified approval by the Pentagon to have me go look at the stuff. That's why they didn't let him in, because all that stuff, you know what I mean? They're like a dumb things down. You know, Pentagon got to be all proper, man. You write things out, got to be worded. There's no abbreviations and definitely no generalizations. Stuff. You're talking about technology. Just say alien technology. Stuff. Make me think you're making a fluffernutter sandwich, which isn't terrible. You know, don't knock fluffernutter, man. So he said that they would not approve that. So how do you think it went down? Do you think he just kind of like sent a letter, or like had a secretary, super hot secretary, you know, she was like smoking and she's like sitting there and he's like, take a letter. About alien stuff. She's like, yes, Harry Reid. Yeah. I want to know what the stuff is. Being I'm from Nevada and Area 51 is my backyard full of stuff. And let me know if any stuff that I can have to improve my bank account later on. Thank you. And then Pentagon's like, oh, Harry Reid wants to know about the stuff. I would refer to him like to the CIA. You want to know about stuff? You gotta call the CIA. They know all about stuff, especially your stuff. The NSA. They know all about your stuff. They'll be all scared. Be like, oh, not that stuff. I'm talking about that other stuff. Reed was interviewed as part of the Nuyaka story on government probes into UFOs. I probed them, goddammit. And all that stuff. A government report is expected in June. Because that's what everybody's talking about. This big government report about UFOs and what they've been doing all this time. And they have to put this report. They have to come out and say something. Because you have swarms and swarms of them now. People see them all over the place. People are at the beach, they're flying by. People are in the city, they're atop of Empire State Building, floating around. You know? The aircraft carriers, there's squadrons of UFOs flying over. So there are people who are like, it's the Russians. It's the Russians. You that stupid. I'm sorry to call you stupid. I really am. But are you that stupid to say it's the Russians? Russians don't have technology. Have you ever seen a Russian car? You know what I mean? The Russians don't have technology, man. The only reason why they made it into space anyway, because they didn't care about safety. They don't care who they kill. I think China cares who they kill. It's easy if you don't care who you kill to be the forefront of technology. They just strap someone in, Wile E. Coyote style, and just launch him with a rocket on between their legs. Woohoo! See what happens. Just put it in the file. See what happens under stuff. You know what I mean? Stuff. So, Harry Reid should have been more concerned about what was going on Earth. You know, especially in the United States, especially in Nevada. But he didn't care. So they all want to know, don't they? But no one's going to tell them because they can't handle it. Like the people who look at, and I know a lot of you are going to take issue with what I'm about to say. I'm not going to call you stupid, at least. But crop circles, you know, it just says to me that one, people are gullible too. If there's really aliens doing that, they really need to focus their time on something better and helping us clean up our environments or something, man. You know what I mean? And go ahead and make shapes that nobody even cares about or knows or whatever. You know, don't you're an advanced species, but you can't learn English. Really? Stupid. Now I don't feel so stupid not knowing their space language, even though I do know a fair bit of Klingon. Mok mok hooka. I'm sorry, I was just clearing my throat. So here we go. The aliens are coming. The aliens are coming. It happens in Canada. Is it going to be alien probing? They've gone from Texas to Canada. I don't blame the aliens because eastern Texas, most of the time, hot as hell. Gotta watch out for those tornadoes too, man. They could turn some UFO. Although they're probably really impervious to like tornadoes, you know. I've been looking at dome houses lately and how cool they are and how inexpensive they are and how much room you have inside and really, I don't know. And they're impervious to tornadoes and hurricanes, you know, because it's a dome. So Alberta, RCMP 911 dispatch, fielding calls about UFO sightings. A blinding flash of light, something unidentified overhead, or aliens at the door. Somewhere the truth is out there. Canadians appear to be seeing more out there while scanning the night skies in increasing numbers. The COVID-19 pandemic has people spending more time outdoors, especially in Canada, who's been locked down for I don't know how long. I know they're hauling people away who try to go out. Try to play some hockey, drink some beer. So while people are outside, of course, they're looking up at the stars, and it leads to a growing interest in astronomy, and also they're seeing UFOs, and they call 911. So the Alberta Centers, received nearly 900,000 calls last year, and it's the unusual ones not requiring police, fire, or EMS to be sent out that tend to stand out in the minds of the 160 dispatchers. There were definitely some themes about unusual UFO sightings and satellites, said Stacy Duval, acting operations manager in Red Deer, Alta. Red Deer, Alta. Like, we were getting a lot of calls, eh, with the SpaceX satellite launches. They're just a very specific pattern in the sky. Like, you know, not hitting the ground or anything. But we could just get, like, very quick explanations to people and let them know they can get back to drinking their beer and watching hockey. SpaceX is a U.S. aerospace company founded by business magnate Elon Musk. You see that Elon Musk is going to be on Saturday Night Live, and the people on Saturday Night Live, for whatever reason, I don't even know what reason, they don't like him because he's controversial in some way. Even though the guy's like donated millions and millions and millions of bucks to causes that these people are all into as like the dippy liberals that they are. And then here's Elon Musk like going on. They were allowed to like sit away from him or not interact. What a bunch of pussies, man. You know what? The Saturday Night Live back in the day with John Belushi, Chevy Chase, Dan Aykroyd would never stand for anything nonsensical like this. The whole, I need my safe space, hurt feelings. So whatever. Rant over. All right. So Duval said that there are some people who are convinced that aliens have already landed and are trying to break into their homes in Canada. Of course, they want that whooping stick, man. They heard about the Canadian whooping stick. Yeah, what women use on the Canadian men to beat them into submission like Justin Trudeau, like to beat them down. Get in that cage with that whooping stick. And aliens want that. You know how we're curious about aliens and what they do, they are also curious about us. So, it makes you chuckle, right? You say, no, I'm pretty sure you're all right. Even though an alien is trying to break into your home, what do they look like, eh? I don't know. I'm hiding in the closet. Well, then how do you know they're an alien, eh? It's just someone trying to break in. Maybe a bear or something. Sasquatch? Anything? Maybe it's a ghost, eh? We have situations where people are saying, no, it's legit, like, it's an alien trying to come in. The aliens are coming. They're coming, man. But we just legalized marijuana, you know, and we're getting, like, a lot of calls like this for quite some time. Sometimes it's making sure that, like, they don't actually have someone breaking into their house when they're mistaking it for some extraterrestrial kind of experience. Well, just come out of the closet and check it out. Make sure that they're an alien. I can't do that. I can't come out of the closet and look at the alien. Oh, help me, please. Where's Dudley Do-Right when you need him? That's a cartoon character, eh? Like, Bullwinkle ain't gonna save you either. So, Evan Davis of Shelbrooke, Saskatchewan, had his own close encounter while driving to work early in the morning in late February. Late February, Saskatchewan. You know how cold it is, that place? It was kind of just twilight. He said, the sun was coming up behind me, and all of a sudden, it was kind of just like twilight, eh? The sun was coming up behind me, and all of a sudden, there was like a flash. And then there was like a big, huge fireball, and then it was like leaving like a lit trail. You know, like a 420 in Toronto. a lit trail that stayed for a second or two behind it fell. It's something I won't forget, man. It was spectacular, and the whole thing lasted about 6 or 7 seconds, eh? That's what she said. It lit up the whole sky, and then it was gone. That's what she said. A comet fragment burning up in the Earth's atmosphere did light up the sky early in the morning over Alberta and Saskatchewan. Probably pissed off all the Sasquatches that light up. Winnipeg-based ufology research released a survey in March that indicated sightings of UFOs across Canada, basically levitating discs, erratic lights, and floating triangular objects, increased by 46% in 2020. The center's Chris Rutkowski said the total of 1,243 sightings is one of the highest recorded in a single year. A long time. Astronomers suggest people are simply watching the night sky more. What happened to that dude? Used to be on PBS here in the United States. You know, keep watching the skies. He was cool. That's the only time I ever knew anything was going to be going on, man. I try to tune in NASA.com. They got too much crap on there. Too much crap. The other guy, he came out with that members only jacket, and he'd be like, boop, 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 for 5 minutes. He'd tell you everything celestial going on for that week. It's going to be an eclipse, you know, or a meteor shower, anything, man. So, good. People are suddenly noticing the night sky, eh? They haven't taken the time to notice it before, so what astronomers have been watching for years and know exactly what is out there, people are now looking up and saying, I don't know what that is, so it must be a UFO. Unless you're near, like, you know, an airport, right? You know, you can kind of have an idea that might be an airplane, especially if it's real loud. Especially, you know what, these UFOs, the ones that the Navy's talking about, have no heat trail. They don't make a noise. They move basically as fast as they want to. I don't think there's too many restrictions to what they can do. And you know what? Good friend, Augie Nost, who comes on the shows from time to time. I have him as a guest on from time to time. He's got his own show, too. Augie was very cool. We talked about this one time on what kind of technology would you need to have that no sonic boom, no heat trail, move as fast as you want in whatever direction, change directions instantaneously. Stuff that if there was a human in there, they'd be liquefied. They wouldn't be able to happen. And we don't have any kind of anything to do that, you know. But Augie said that they would need to have some kind of gravity bubble. Ha-ha! Gravity bubble. I used to make them when I was a kid. I had gravity bubble stuff. It was very, very cool. Got it off an alien in Brooklyn. An illegal alien. I think he was. So whatever. What are you guys going to do if an alien shows up at your house, man? Knocks on your door. Like you're Canadian, eh? I'm Canadian, eh? Half the people on the network are from Canada. And I try to imagine those guys reacting to aliens, you know? Some of them would lock them in a cage and with a whipping stick. I think that I have to applaud that. That's very kinky, very sensual, and at the same time, very standard in the Canadian life. You know, maybe they're looking up in the sky, they see something flying. Maybe that's Justin Trudeau on his broom flying around, you know, woohoo! Lighting up the sky, woohoo! I don't know. Yeah, I think that, you know, same thing for hauntings. These reported incidents are up because people are home. People are paying attention. They're listening. They're bored. I myself sat here in the dark yesterday the whole day. That was my day off. Just sat here in the dark thinking about stuff, man. You pay attention, you know, and when people do that, then they realize there's something going on, something amidst, something wicked in their closet or under their bed. And it's going to grab your ankles when you put your feet down on the ground. People are always flipped out about those types of things. You know what's kind of funny about what you think the worst possible, and Hollywood points to it, the worst possible, scariest possible stuff, what you could see, what would scare you the most, you know. So, of course, you know, people do the horror. Look at horror movies, right? The skeleton, zombie, you know, demon, this, whatever, right? That stuff doesn't scare me. Doesn't give me nightmares. It doesn't even stand out. It's just to look at human decay. It's not the most pleasant thing to look at, you know. But I have eaten lasagna to The Exorcist. You know what I mean? There are things that don't affect me, and you know. So you know, we do these paranormal investigations, and people ask me all the time, "Don't you get scared?" They say it just like that. Don't you get scared? I'm like, no. It's not like walking through the streets of New York City in the middle of the night. That's scary. And I've done that too. You know, people are way more scarier than anything paranormal. Humans and what they do to each other is way more destructive than the paranormal world could ever be. The people that seek out these ghosts, these UFOs or Sasquatch or whatever, they're trying to escape out of their own realm and learn something more that's out there. Something that's not the set standard, you know, something that is still a forefront of investigation, right? It's exploration, you know, and this is what we need to learn. And keep in mind with the ghosts, this is the world that we came from. This is the world that we're going to. What we are right now in our human experience is a rest stop in between. In the world of Taoism, death is going home and life is having to leave home, right? Or living your life is riding the wave of light. So there's things that we contemporarily don't understand because we're not made to understand it. You know, we're limited creatures with limited senses. Yet at the same time, we're spiritual creatures that could soar so far and so high and so be so vast and yet so connected with everything out there. And at the same time, we still close it off for the most part and don't embrace it or let others judge us into a hole in the ground. You know, where, you know, I mean, you don't have to make excuses for your own life, for the things that you like and for the things that you do. I don't care if it's, you know, chasing butterflies or your sexuality or whatever the hell you got. When you allow others to drag you into their own, just, you know, horrible abyss of just closed-mindedness, it's a crushing depth, you know, and it'll stop you from living your life. But my hat is off to everyone out there who has the want to move forward and to understand the future, to understand the past. If you don't know your past, you'll never know your future. So when you go out there and you're asking those questions in those buildings and you're looking to talk to some spirit that has passed, you know, and who's to say that this is just the past? You know, do you think that every time you're going to go into a situation, you're going to run into remnants from the past? How come you're not running into remnants from the future? You know, we're not writing the future, right? We're in the present. So if you think of the concept of time, it's pretty deep, man. And if reality is real, it's also pretty deep. But your average alien, what's your daily life like? You know, what makes you happy? Anal probing? that's weird. That's the joke in UFO people. Like, you know, everybody says it within the first 3 minutes of a conversation. If you talk to any UFO person, they're going to bring up anal probing. Sometimes I just throw it out there just to get it done, just to get it over and done with. You know what I mean? So what's the daily life? I like to think that we all have some kind of purpose, even though I don't have one. I do sort of have one, work. But what's your purpose, man? And you know, what's their purpose? If you're the average alien floating around in your disc, messing with NASA, you see those NASA cameras, you see UFOs flying by all the time. Shoo, 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 like a little highway. And so when one's like floating by, or six or 12, you know, with a squadron of them, they shut the cameras off, right? They switch the cameras to some bullcrap, or just put up their slate. And then they swear up and down that they don't do that on purpose. It's the machine. So yeah, of course, can't trust them. It's the government. Do you think that they're in the business of telling the truth? If you think that, then you haven't been paying attention at all. Not with anything, you know, when it comes from them. So you just, you know, whatever it is what it is. You know, I really haven't heard of too many experiences people have had with extraterrestrials that were positive. That's something to, that's what we call information to go by. You know, if you're thinking about those encounters, someone asked me a long time ago, what would you do if UFO landed in your backyard and boom, there they were? I said, I'd probably knock them down and take their ship. I would try at least, because that to me, you know, there was one time I wanted to, it's terrible to admit this, and probably maybe even a little illegal. There's one time I wanted to take the Goodyear blimp for a ride, and it was parked at the this airport on Long Island, you know. And I drive past there all the time, and I would look at it and be like, man, I just want to get in there. I just want to get in there, loosen up those lanyards, whatever they are, just get up there in the big blue, man. To the point where my girlfriend at the time was scared for me. She's like anybody else, I would say that they have no chance of taking the Goodyear blimp, but you. She's like, oh my god. So yep, obviously I never took the Goodyear blimp, but I did think about it multiple times, man. And I didn't think it would be that difficult either, you know. If there was like YouTube and a quick video, I probably would have actually done it. Just learn, you know, okay, that's how you do it. I know they got some wheels and whatever. I know how to fly a plane. You know, even to toggle the helicopter, can't be much different between those two things, can it? So anyway, and besides, I like to think that I can figure anything out, man. So yeah, if a UFO landed in the backyard, if I had the time to kind of check it out, although those guys are very, very, very small. And, you know, it's doubtful I would even fit in their little chairs. And, you know, even if they are, I mean, you would think that if they're that advanced, man, they wouldn't even need chairs. They wouldn't need any of that stuff, you know. They'd be able to have some kind of invisible type of thing they could sit in, besides their little gray butts floating around. Besides, what do they want to mess with me for? You know, I'm all kinds of problems, man. They don't know. Besides, I'm too fat to fit in their aircraft. They probably have a hard time getting off the ground, even with their gravity bubble, so they could screw off too, man, make fun of my weight. How dare you, UFO? There was like a Simpson episode where they were like abducting Homer Simpson, and they put this beam on him, and they were trying to haul him up, and they couldn't do it, and the ship was – he was like pulling the ship down. They had to put like an extra beam on him to get him up. Yeah, that's me. Not really. But I'm 6'5". I'm a big dude, man. Got size 15 feet. That's going to fit on your little shit. How dare you. So whatever. I take that to Vegas and sell it. Got some, you know, it's got high miles, but they're not hard driven, Anyway, whatever. I think you just need to stay away from things that can harm you, man. I like watching these hunting cameras. And I know a lot of it's BS, you know, especially like, you know, obviously if Chewbacca walks past someone's hunting camera in the middle of the night, you know, you're not going to jump to say, ah, I knew it. They did find that so-called rock formation at the bottom of the ocean that looks identical to the Millennium Falcon. And they're saying, well, it's just rocks. It doesn't look like rocks. It looks pretty amazing. And it's to the point where they can't get to it, you know, because it's too far down. You know what's down in the ocean? Stuff that we have no idea. They've gotten, you know, go on YouTube and do your searches about sounds coming from the bottom of the ocean, these mechanical sounds, man. Ugh, they sound so amazing. But that's not whales, and it's not geological events. It's not, you know, the venting of a volcano or nothing. It's mechanical. It's a mechanical sound. So doors opening and closing and stuff like that. So if you're going to hide, there's places to hide. If you're an advanced life, and, you know, I mean, it's pretty pathetic as humans that we can't even explore our own planet. I mean, like, really, people think they have because they, like, you know, they made it across the U.S. and other places, too. There's still places in India. There's places, you know, all throughout Asia, you know what I mean, that, you know, people haven't gone yet. There's swamps, hundreds of miles, square miles of swamps up by Siberia or whatever, where people haven't gone. You know, nobody can go there. Nobody wants to go there. You die if you go there, you know? So, but like, think of the South Pole, right? And we don't even know if the South Pole is really what we think it is. You know, not the South Pole or whatever, but Antarctica. You know, I don't know. There's a lot that we don't know. And there's a lot of things that are suspect. And there's a lot of stuff that's written that all includes these aliens. All throughout the years, even in Germany, you know, back in the 1500s, you know, I mean, you had that an alien battle over Nuremberg. Come on, man. And then people wrote about it. People made art about it. People talked about it. They still talk about it. An alien battle. Discs fighting each other, crashing to the ground, exploding. Then a big, giant, arrow-shaped thing shows up. These other discs fly into it, and they all go away, right? And they said it was like Jesus. You blame it on Jesus. Everything that something happens, you go blame it on Jesus. It was God that did it. God. See how people are? You can't wrap your head around it. It was God. You know, throw it up the chance. It was God. No. Then modern day scientists who weren't around back then at any time said it was a sun pillar. You know, celestial event. Yeah, sun pillar. I've got lots of pictures of them, you know. You know, sun pillars do not look like an alien battle in the sky. They don't look any remotely anything like an alien battle in the sky. You know? This is, people came out from the noise and what was going on to look up and they were terrified. They didn't know what the hell's going on. You know, people in Germany in the 1500s? Yeah. There's some enlightened individuals there. Come on, man. So whatever. Take it for what you will. Stay away from aliens. You don't want to catch anything from them anyway, man. You know, got enough to worry about when it comes to people. If they want to offer some kind of great technology, if they want to say, hey, man, hey, look, here's this magic wand and you can go and cure cancer, I'm all for it. I'll be the first one visiting hospitals. Pop, 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 pop. You know? But until that happens, I want nothing to do with them, man. You know, unless some big killer asteroid's coming and they want to divert that. But whatever, I don't even care about that anymore. Me personally, it is what it is, man. You know, it is what it is on United Public Radio Network, on the Paranormal News, on UPRNTalkRadio.com. I believe. We've got fragments of stuff, Harry Reid, and he was a senator. Okay. Stuff. on United Public Radio Network, UPRNTalkRadio.com. I'll see you guys next week with all this stuff.